Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
As one at Chase Center. Curry with the ball on the far side. Gets Doncic off the screen. Goes away from the Draymond screen. Dribbles in. Floater on the rim. Crawls over the front and dropped through. Timeout Dallas. Stephen Curry's got his game face on. And the Warriors lead 115 to 114. A 7-0 Curry run.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Tim Roy on the call.
Tim.
Boy, how lucky's Tim Roy been? And Fitz. We got Fitz coming up in 10 minutes. Bob Fitzgerald. How many great moments have they called now? I bet they're both up to about 20, 25 great calls. What are you smiling about, Evan?
You ever heard Tim Roy talk about the first 20 years of him doing play-by-play?
Man, it was on my mind.
Well, he broadcast Antoine Jameson's back-to-back 50-point nights.
Yeah, Kobe was one of them. Yeah. Remember, Kobe had 50.
And the other one was against Seattle. Wow. I always like to take a guy. I love taking...
Coach in Vallejo.
No coach in Vallejo. We're going to take this one from Flea in Oakland. He says, he wants to say, Steiny, you were right. I'll take his call. Oh. Let's go, Flea. How you doing, buddy?
Free. Yeah.
Hey, Free. It's Flea.
Hello, Steiny.
Hey, buddy. What's up?
Hello, Steiny.
How are you, man?
Steiny, what'd you say at the end of the last season, you said the Warriors is going to be better without Clay. Clay was he was grumpy every game.
Yeah.
He was off a hangover of Draymond Green. Hitting pool, and we still won 47 games. So why is the fans acting so surprised we 9-2? With everything we went through and still won 47 games last season, at the end of the season, Steiny, you said the Warriors are going to be better next year.
Yeah.
You said that.
They're not better yet.
And I wish you gave the fans 5 minutes of you just talking and the reason why the Warriors was going to be good this season. Because it's obvious...
Right.
That the fans wasn't paying attention to everything we went through last season and still won 47 games. Yep. We would have been in the playoffs if Clay wouldn't have missed 10 shots straight. So if we got rid of Clay, we got Melton that can play defense that Clay Jr. can play. We got Buddy Hield that can shoot threes like Clay. Mm. Now, if you add both of their points in the last game of those two players, we match Clay. Plus the defense that he can't play no more. So why do the fans think he wasn't going to be good this season? I'm lost.
Well, you know what?
I love Clay and what he did for the team.
Me too.
But it's like, it's obvious we was going to be a great team this season.
To experts, it sure was.
Well, double back and say what you said to Freestyle about... Not yet. They're 9-2.
Yeah, they're only 9-2.
But they're on the fast track. And I got to give him credit. He's been consistent. But I didn't know he was that heavy on, removing Clay and you would be headed in the right direction. Because, I was scared for the 3-point shooting and what he brought. But it's obvious they're not missing him. And
he brought 3-point shooting.
And drama.
That's about it.
Yeah. And also what he talked about. They are playing free, and Kerr can coach free in regard to his rotations.
I mean, one of the things Free said, he said he'd like me to talk for 5 minutes about
I heard like,
why,
damn.
That would require Goo to lay out for 5 minutes.
I can't do it. No, he almost was hinting at a podcast.
Oh.
Shut up! I was like, 5 straight minutes? Didn't mention me once.
Who?
Our guy.
Free?
Yeah.
Flea. It's Flea.
Yeah, your guy.
He is my guy.
Yeah, he got to show me some love. I didn't like that. Well, that was 5 minutes.
Well, and by the way, look who's thumping off the bench.
Kuminga.
The K-Man. Kuminga.
Yeah.
It's all locking in, people.
the Warriors will be a bonehead.
Oh, Priest. Where's he at? I want to hear from him. Well, Coach Vallejo, I want him to take his victory lap.
On who?
On J.K., Steiny. He's playing.
Finally found a role for him.
Yep.
Eighth man.
And he's a...
Julian Oakland.
Look at his minutes.
What's going on, Julie? How are you?
I'm good. Okay. Oh, I'm at work, so I have to step away.
Oh, okay, yeah. Don't get in trouble. It's happened to me.
Because they all heard me this morning when I walked in. So I have three things. I wrote them down.
Okay,
sweet.
Number one, you can see the Warriors brand is top notch. I mean, it is the creme de la creme. And I know we have a big head because we're in California, but that's who we are. The other thing I want to say is the Warriors came in. You could just tell they were inhaling like positive energy and they were ready to go. They were fired up.
Yep.
They took care of business. Got kind of nervous, you know, toward the end. And I really want to say that missing 11 free throws out of 27, that's a little scary once we go deeper into the season. You know, my brother George in Richmond was having a conniption. I said, oh, they're going to work on that. So that's all I got to say.
Where you work at, Julie?
Be careful.
That's okay. Oh, okay. I work for La Clinica de la Raza in Oakland, California.
Oh, wow. Nice. Look at that pronouncing. Woo!
Thank you, Julie. Yeah. Appreciate the call.
Yeah.
Nice.
And the Warriors, they're right on the table, too. She had a point about the free throw study. They're taking care of the ball this season, man. The turnovers, I mean, my goodness, last night just 12.
Yeah, the free throw shooting. You know what's funny? My guy Harry.
He's been quiet lately.
Yeah, I know, because they're 9-2.
Oh, well.
And he had us winning 35.
Oh, boy, yeah, boy.
But he said, he said exactly what Julie, this free throw shooting, all right, let's go through the free throw shooting. Trayce Jackson-Davis was 2-for-6. I mean, that's going to kill you.
Yeah.
So he's not a great free throw shooter.
And he wasn't in the closing lineup.
Kuminga was 2-for-4, but he's shown he's a 75%er.
Yeah.
So he's usually going to make 3 out of 4. Wiggins, never felt great about Wiggins at the
65,
line.
65-70%. He shoots too good to be that low from the line.
Yeah, I'm not ready to say they got a free throw shooting problem, though, yet.
The fact that they mustered 27 attempts.
As long as Steph's getting to the line, he'll probably increase that free throw percentage. Okay, I'll read this. I haven't even read it. 415 from the Comcast Business Text Line. Great start for the Warriors. Two things fans don't want to hear today, that the Warriors are a significantly better team without Klay, and I still think the Warriors are a play-in team. Ultimately, too many better rosters the Warriors need to be above. You can say that.
Yeah, call us and give them to us.
What?
And how healthy those rosters are, because I told you my nightmare and my fear as we wait for Fitz here at 11:30, Stoney, my fear was I'm just so sick and tired of the Warriors and it's early. Messing around in this play-in thing, but man, they may blow way past that this season. So they seem like men on a mission, and man, I'm not going to sit here and do what Fleek did, Stoney, where he said he insinuated that they're better just because of no Klay. Now, I'll just don't
say it.
No.
Addition by subtraction. It's
that,
okay
that's
to say
so
it.
Simple.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and that's why it's hated effective. That for, but listen, now behind the closed doors and him sulking, that's real. And you know, like I said, and I stand on it, I'm rooting for Klay anytime except when he plays the Warriors. But last night, Stoney, I thought he was going to have the last laugh. He hit one. Warriors called the timeout. I believe they were up 10. And man, it just, Curry went on a flurry. This is my, you know what he said.
What was he so mad about? Chill out,
it
Steph.
Wasn't mad. Yeah,
he looked angry.
A D3 baller.
He looked angry.
He was angry.
Why?
They didn't make the offs.
But that was
he wants to remind everybody we ain't done.
5 months ago.
We ain't done.
Creme de la creme.
Yeah,
I like that.
That was nice.
Tom in Sonoma. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Hey, Steiny. Hey, Gurus.
Hey,
how you guys doing, man?
Oh, Cloud Nine.
Hey, I know, man. Hey, Steiny, welcome back from vacation, man.
Thank you. Hey,
no problem, man. Hey, so I give Klay a C. And the reason why, I thought he had a good offensive game, but he turned two balls over, and his defense sucks, man. It really does. So, I love the game. Warriors are a class act, but I gotta talk about something nobody's talking about, and that's Draymond Green.
All right.
You know, he has changed. His attitude this year is what I always thought he would be. Okay. You see him on the court, he is so comfortable and so relaxed. And he's taking that anger and channeling it into his game. And I'm proud of him. I'm so proud this year the way he is taking control of his life on the court. And he's dominant. Stephen Curry, man, the GOAT. He's done the Curry Flurry in the last three games, man. This guy is unstoppable. He is the best shooter ever. Yeah. And I just love the Warriors. They are a great organization. They're a class act. Thank you guys for letting me say what I got to say today. Thank you.
Absolutely, Tom.
And
absolutely.
Stoney, I would just tell Tom he must have just turned on the radio. We started the show out with Draymond being phenomenal. I mean, he's playing his ass off, man. I'm marveling at him so far.
So far.
No doubt. He is leading. And that game, like a lot of people, you know, meant a lot.
Reggie's in Vallejo. Hey, Reggie, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? What's up, Stein? What's up, Grew?
Hey.
Man, what a game last night. I'm still, I couldn't sleep.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.